Well, hope your weekend is going well for you. Thanks for tuning in, Heartline. This is the weekly radio voice coming from the Evangel Home in Fresno. The Evangel Home has been ministering to women and children in crisis since 1955. Your host every week here on Heartline is Jim Tuck, this guy right here.
Ken Adams, for all these years, how we have appreciated your participation in this Heartline ministry, my dear brother. And we are here in Jerry Brenneman's office, as usual. Jerry, we have Fabriola with us, and she's got some interesting story to tell. And we're anxious to find out about this lady with a great big sweet smile and the puppy dog eyes, and hear what God is and has been doing in her life. So introduce her a little bit, and we'll talk with her.
Okay. Fabiola has been with us a few months. When did you come in, Fabiola?
I came in May 10th.
Okay, and so as we record, we're in June, so she's been here about 5 or 6 weeks. And, you know, Jim, sometimes women come in and they're almost, they kind of fade away into a picture of sameness. They're not bright. I'm looking. They're not smiling. They're just sort of. I remember Fabiola when she first came in. There was not anything sameness about her. She looked kind of down and out, like most of them do. She wasn't wearing the best of clothes, but there was a smile. There was a brightness. There was a feeling about Fabiola like she was interested in me. She was interested in you. And that just came across. And you could go to her right away and say things and feel comfortable. Sometimes, especially women in the garden, I kind of hold back a bit because I know I could nudge them over the edge one way or the other. With Fabiola, there's just a solidness about her that I really appreciate. I kind of feel, it's a solidness that she's not going to tilt one way or the other if I say something wrong. She's not going to take what I say and make the worst of it. I think she's a kind of woman who will give others the benefit of the doubt. Now, Fabiola, I could be way off base because we don't spend any time together. But I watch, you know, I eat out there with the women. I listen to them. We did Amazing Race. I got to watch how she was with other people. And that's what I saw, that same consistency. So the sameness in her is not a blank expression. It's integrity. It's I'm going to be the same with Jim as I am with Jesus, as I am with my children.
Interesting. Well, Fabriola, we talked just a little bit before we went on mic, and Jerry asked if you had, because the fact of the matter is, you're in the situation, you had some drug use in a background, but not at your household, not where you grew up. Your folks were clean, and is that true?
Yes, they were very clean. It was just me that went out on my own way.
Hey, do you remember how that started, what your thinking was, and where you were?
How that started, why I was actually out of town. I came back to the city and I met one of my old friends, and they were like, hey, this is what's going on, the new thing in town. So I was like, okay, well, you want to try it? I was like, all right, let's try it. So that's how I got started.
And that lasted how long? Well, let's put it this way. How long now have you been clean?
Well, it's almost going on 9 months.
Okay. So you had some trouble with the law at some point. Is that right?
Yes, I did. I was incarcerated for almost going on 8 months for a 211 charge, robbery, second-degree robbery. I was just trying to do something to get money to buy my drug.
And you got caught, and you were incarcerated, and then they sentenced you to a program, and we don't want to go there. But when did you come to Evangel Home?
I came to the Evangel Home on May 10th of this year.
Okay, and you walked in the door, you looked around, and you thought?
I can't do this. I did. I was like, at a certain point, I felt comfortable, but then I was like, oh man.
What is it about the rules or the expectations? What is it that troubled you at the time?
It was the rules, because I wasn't very good at following rules.
kind of used to going your own way. How'd that work out for you?
Well, I'm getting there. Yes.
Now, since you've been in the garden, and it's been 5 or 6 weeks, are you feeling more comfortable that you'll stay, or do you still sometimes feel like you want to go?
No, I'm staying. Yes, I like it very much. I mean, God is just opening a lot of doors. The women here, the staff, I just like it here. I feel comfortable.
You're taking classes over there, I presume. Let me just back up. For those of you who may not be aware, the Garden is primarily an alternative sentencing program. It's a 9-month long course, a training school in life skills.
I want to ask Fabiola a question, because you know that our Rosalind was a graduate of the Garden. I don't know if you know that or not, but now you do. And one of the things I love about her story is that she waited in jail for 9 months just to be sentenced. Her time was up just waiting to come here. So by the time she got here, there was no turning her back. You said you were in jail for 8 months. Were you waiting to be sentenced, or was your 8 months part of your sentence?
The 8 months was part of my sentence.
So were you then told you had to do a certain amount of time in a program?
Yes, they told me I had to go into a 6-month inpatient program.
So that would be us now?
Yes.
So you're here for a month, and 5 more months go by, and your time is up for the courts, but not for here. Will you have a decision to make then, or have you already made it?
I already made it. Yes.
That's the right answer.
Okay, yes. People out there, you hear Fabiola. In 8 months, you call and make sure she's here and doing what she said. And you can all come to the graduation. That's right. That would be an exciting event. Yes, everybody show up for Fabiola's graduation. Well, there are rules. There are expectations. There are classes. It's a lot of hard work. And there's also a little bit of fun happens when people aren't looking. I understand we had a camping weekend. Jerry, you want to explain a little bit about that?
Thank you. The Great American Campout was last weekend, which would have been third week in June. And we were asked by a local sporting goods store if we would like to participate, and that they would there were going to be activities at this different locales, and then there was going to be an overnight campout at the San Joaquin River, and it was just going to be great. And so the ladies were excited. The women in the garden, like Fabiola, who do not have their kids here, were going to get to bring their kids and go camping. And so then the store called me and said, well, you know, we've changed the day a little bit. We're going to have daytime activities and not the overnight campover. Well, that is a bummer. I just could not go back to our women and say, well, sorry, tell your kids they're going to go to... I just knew how disappointed they'd be. So I put a little guilt on the store. I don't usually do that, but I just really exaggerated the great disappointment of the women and children. And the store donated 6 tents.
Oh, my word.
And so we had a little, what I call our family meeting with the women. And I told them what had happened and that we still could get the tents and we could camp here. Well, how awful must that sound to most people? But these women... It's like, whoa, we could camp here? And even then, I don't think they had any idea how much fun it was going to be. So we at our family meeting last Thursday, we mapped out who was going to do what food we had, what food they needed, what activities we were going to do, who was going to share the tents, and when the kids were going to come. And every woman I talked to, Jim, it was like they just had a great time. So I can't wait to hear from Fabiola why they had such a good time.
All right, let's don't wait any longer. Fabiola, why did you have such a good time?
I had a good time because I got to bond with my little girl, which I haven't seen since I was incarcerated. And I just, the bondage, I mean, she wasn't crying with me. She didn't cry with me. She had so much fun with me. I was so excited. Not just my little girl, but my sister's family as well, their kids. I was just a target, and they were just getting me wet. And I just had a great time. I mean, God is so great and good. I just, wow.
How old is your little one?
She is 3.
Oh, wow, that's a baby. You know, Jim, one of the things I think happened, too, was it was Susan's little girl and maybe Michaela's, I'm not sure. Neither of the girls live here although one of them will live here more. But I think they became good buddies during that time. And when you see your kids becoming friends with people around them, you know, that's a good feeling for any parent. So the kids were having a great time. The moms were having a great time. And this group of women seemed to really like each other. It's one of the least stressful groups I have been with in many, many years. There's always somebody, usually, that just gets all the attention because they're such a pill. That's not happening. And it really is a very invigorating place to be when it's like that.
Well, Fabiola, let's just stop for a moment. You're obviously headed in the right direction. You sound committed to finishing the course and moving into a whole new chapter in your life at a fairly young age. How old are you?
I am 29.
29. So there's a lot of life ahead of you. You know, it's not too late at all to be in a position where you can make a difference in the world around you for a positive. Let's just consider for a moment that there's somebody out there who's tuned into the radio today, and they've hit bottom. They're in drugs. They're living on the street. Their life is they're scrambling for food. They're committing second-degree burglaries to get money. What do you tell that woman?
I just give it all to God. Leave it all to God, and He answers to pray and. He answers prayers because he's opened. I lost hope. Actually, I lost hope when I was out there just doing things that I wasn't supposed to do. And until I said, you know what, this is it. And I gave all my, I gave everything to God. I left everything to God, and now He's opening doors for me. And not to give up that, you know, God is good and it'll happen.
There is hope. That's hopelessness doesn't have to continue.
There is hope, a lot of hope.
You know, Jim, I think with some of that hope, what has to come is a little bit of trust. And when people can begin to trust God and then trust us a little bit, the two of them go hand in hand, the hope and the trust.
Give us a call if that's you. We love you. God loves you. There is an answer that you don't have to continue. There is a way out. 264-4714. We're completely out of time. Thanks, my listening friend, for joining us. Thank you, Fabiola. God bless you while you continue this adventure. We look forward to coming back again at some point, Lord willing, for another edition of Heartline from Evangel Home of Fresno.
The Evangel Home of Fresno, find them on the World Wide Web at evangelhome.org. That phone number, one more time, the 559 area code, 264-4714. God bless you. Tune in again next weekend, same time, same station, for Heartline, the radio voice of the Evangel Home in Fresno, ministry to women and children in crisis since 1955.